I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's Memorial Day weekend. Time to plant. Yay! After an up-and-down spring weather-wise, Memorial Day is usually a safe time to plant most of your veggies and flowers. Most gardeners plant in beds or containers, but we should also think vertical. Climbing annual vines add a colorful touch and help you save space. You'll just need a full sun location, structure for them to climb on, and some fertile soil. When I say annual vines, most gardeners think of sweet peas, morning glories, and scarlet runner beans. These are all great, but there are some unusual ones to try too. The cypress vine is related to morning glories, but looks much different. This vine has finely cut leaves with bright trumpet-shaped red flowers that bees and hummingbirds love. It's related to the cardinal climber, which has similar flowers, but a palm-shaped leaf. Cup and saucer vine has flowers that sound just like the name. This aggressive vine grows 15 feet tall when happy and produces green, cup-shaped, scented flowers that turn violet with age. It'll need a sturdy support. Hyacinth beans produce clusters of fragrant purple bean-like flowers on 10-foot-tall vines. But be careful. Although the bean looks edible, they're poisonous if not cooked properly. Black-eyed Susan vine, or Thunbergia, produces small daisy-like yellow, orange, or white flowers on a dainty vine that's perfect for containers. And finally, there are varieties of nasturtiums, such as tall trailing mix, that can be trained up a trellis or a fence. All of these annual vines grow best when attached to the support with a wire or twine, watered regularly, and grown in a hot location with plenty of sun. Wait until the soil is warm before planting these heat lovers. And now for this week's tip. Place cutworm collars around transplants of peppers, tomatoes, and eggplants to stop this pest. Use toilet paper rolls or rolled up newspaper to make a collar that's 2 inches above the ground and 1 inch below. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about blueberries in a pot. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.